The House of Representatives recently rejected a proposal to reduce the amount of direct COVID-19 relief provided to individuals. Instead of the cutoff of $75,000 per individual or $150,000 per couple, a proposal had been made to reduce the cutoff to $50,000 for individuals and $100,000 for a couple. This rejection did not end the debate, because when the bill gets to the Senate, the Biden administration is going to need the vote of every Democrat to guarantee the success of using reconciliation, which allows a majority vote to prevail. Right now, all eyes are focused on Senator Joe Manchin, who is on record as believing that the $75,000 cutoff would subsidize too many people who don't need it. Lawrence Summers, former Secretary of Treasury under Bill Clinton, has raised a different problem, suggesting that the size of the relief bill raises a danger of inflation. That is actually a separate question. On the one hand, we have the fear that the spending will end up being wasted by subsidizing people who don't need it. That issue would exist whether or not the deficit spending were inflationary. On the other hand, we may need less than $1.9 trillion to give relief and bring the economy back closer to full potential, say a 4% unemployment rate. This would be a problem even if none of the money were wasted. The discussion of need is obviously subjective, and I just love it when high-paid journalists, academics, or politicians opine about who needs help from the government. Here, I think, we ought to focus on the important difference between the risk of helping someone who doesn't need it and the risk of failing to help someone who really needs it. What's the downside of helping someone like me who doesn't need the money? I'll maybe buy something extra or put the money in the bank. What's the downside of not helping someone, such as a working single mother, whose income is less than $75,000 but above $50,000? In good years, she lives paycheck to paycheck with very little cushion of savings. During the past year, when COVID upended all aspects of life, she had to spend more money on childcare to keep her job because her school-aged children were mostly being educated via Zoom. Or she might even quit her job to stay home. She missed rent payments. Luckily, the eviction moratorium kept her in her home. The extra $1,400 would be essential to pay down credit card debt or some of the rental arrears. Most economists, when questioned, are willing to concede that in the current situation, the danger of doing too little is much more serious than the danger of doing too much. And even Summers concedes that the 2009 Recovery Act, enacted by the Obama administration to fight the Great Recession, spent much too little money. I believe there are good economic reasons not to heed the arguments of either the "don't help people who don't need it" crowd or the arguments of the "too much spending will trigger inflation" crowd. There are also important political reasons. The Democrats control the U.S. Senate because John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock won the special elections in Georgia on January 5th. One of the promises they made was that they were going to make sure that the paltry $600 direct payment passed in December would be supplemented by another $1,400 to bring the total up to $2,000. That was a promise. And if the Democrats do not keep that promise, if they pass a bill giving less relief than Trump did last year, they will rightfully earn the scorn of the voters in the 2022 elections.